Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E, Mitchell. Monique Mitchell is a 46-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 5-18-22. Apparently she was in the cold room with her cart. Apparently she placed pallets on it loaded with prescription medications. Apparently she states the fan went on and her feet got caught in the shrink wrap that was on the ground. Apparently she fell to the left with her ankles still straight. Period. She was actually offloading the cart of those boxes. Period. She relates that she fell onto a concrete floor and injured her left arm, comma, elbow, comma, leg, comma, ankle, comma, and left foot. Apparently she did go to the emergency room at Virtua the same day. Apparently she had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Apparently she had physical therapy but it has discontinued. Apparently she did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Period. New paragraph, as per claim petition, Ms. Mitchell alleges on 6-3-22, she violently tripped on unexpected obstruction and injured her left leg. Paired medical records show she was seen in the emergency room on 5-18-22. Period. She underwent x-rays of the left ankle and elbow that showed no evidence of acute bony abnormality. Period. She denied any head trauma or loss of consciousness. Period. Aside from her ankle and elbow, she had no other complaints. Period. Upon exam, there was no obvious swelling or deformities at the left upper or lower extremities. She was tender to palpation at the lateral aspect of the elbow and ankle, but active range of motion was full. Period. She was then treated and released. Period. She was already taking numerous medications. Period. New paragraph, Ms. Mitchell was then seen at patient first on 5-24-22. Period. They noted she had been to the emergency room and was told there were no fractures on x-rays. Period. She had ongoing discomfort involving the left ankle and foot, especially with weight bearing. Period. She had pain most of the time, but scratch that. She also had pain in the elbow. Period. She was diagnosed with sprains and bruises through which she involving contusion and sprain of the left elbow and arm that was resolving, as well as left ankle and foot ligamentous injury with presumed negative x-rays. Period. She was placed in a stirrup brace to stabilize the ankle joint and was given a prescription for crutches to use over the next week. Period. She was seen at the emergency room again on 5-30-22, this time complaining of right ankle pain. Apparently she had an injury a couple of weeks ago at work and ended up being referred to Virtua. Apparently she had x-rays there that were negative. Apparently she followed up with an occupational health physician who had a return to duty with some restrictions. Apparently she has no new injury but was not having a relief. Period. She was prescribed pain medication in the form of the form of, scratch that last part, she returned to patient first on 5/31/22. Describing she had been to the emergency room the previous day. Period it had been arranged for her to see an orthopedist, but not until the following week. Period she presently had a lot of pain moving her left arm. Period she was also wearing her left ankle air brace. Period she has inappropriate footwear, making the air brace ineffective. Period she was excused from work for the time being. Period she was instructed to go to orthopedist Dr. Pressman for follow-up and takeover care. Period. In paragraph, she did see Dr. Pressman, beginning 6/7/22, period. He repeated x-rays of the left ankle that showed no evidence of fracture, dislocation, subluxation, or soft tissue swelling. Period, there were no other abnormalities. Period, clinically, he felt she had a left ankle sprain, as well as an injury to the elbow that was not fully addressed. Period. She was to continue with the stirrup brace for the ankle and wean from it as tolerated. Period. This was also the case relative to crutches. Period. She prescribed naproxen to be taken with food and was given a physical therapy prescription. Period. She was to return in 1 month's time. Period. She did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. New paragraph on 7/20/22, she had an MRI of the left elbow. Period, the patient was unable to extend the elbow, limiting the evaluation. Period, there was a small elbow joint effusion, comma, mild common flexor tendinosis, comma, mild posterior soft tissue swelling, comma, edema in the ulnar nerve, nonspecific finding with no enlargement identified. Period, she also had an MRI of the left ankle the same day. Period, it showed acute on chronic plantar fasciitis, comma, small joint effusion, comma, mild ankle sprain, trace fluid in the peroneal tendon sheath, comma, and small ankle joint effusion. Period, Dr. Pressman reviewed these results with her on 7/29/22. Period, based upon the MRI scans, she had mild sprains and strains of the elbow and ankle. Period, he was unsure why she was not improving with respect to them. Period, he recommended continuation of physical therapy. Period. He planned to get her back to work sometime in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Period. A pain management evaluation and possible treatment might be appropriate going forward, considering her persistent pain issues and intolerance. Period, she was referred for same. Period, she followed up on 8/30/22 and told Dr. Pressman she had an appointment scheduled with Dr. Steer, S-T-I-E-R, 9/6/22 in their practice. Period, she had been out of work since her last visit as the employer could not accommodate her at her job. Period, she continues to have persistent pain and feels she would not be able to return to work standing on her feet all day, as she has persistent and continued pain. Period. He allowed her to return to work in a sedentary capacity. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement with regard to the elbow and ankle with restrictions. Period. New paragraph on 9/29/22. She was seen by pain specialist Dr. Demian, D-E-M-I-A-N. Period. He prescribed diclofenac gel and occupational therapy, noting diagnoses of ankle pain as well as lesion of the left ulnar nerve. Period. And follow up on 1/11/23, she related 80% improvement with occupational therapy. Period. Dr. Demian saw her through 3/6/23. impaired, she nevertheless continued to complain of pain up to an 8 out of 10 on a bad day. In the ankle, and a 6 to 7 out of 10 in the left upper extremity. Period. He suggested orthopedic reevaluation. Period. From his standpoint, she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. She did participate in additional physical therapy on the dates described. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she had a service dog with her that is used for her mother and husband. Period. He suffers from pain from a motor vehicle accident as well as dementia and Parkinson's. Period. Essentially, the dog is not for Ms. Mitchell herself. Period. She focused on her pain complaints from the outset and how she was treated by workers' compensation and her job. Period. She was quite talkative. Period. Extremities. Upper. They received superficial tenderness palpation at the left olecranon process, comma, medial epicondyle, comma, the forearm, comma, and the small digit, but there was none on the right. Period. The rest of that section is normal. There were no signs of complex regional pain syndrome, such as edema, comma, contracture, comma, discoloration, comma, temperature change, comma, hyper or hypohidrosis. Period. In the hands, wrist, elbows section, resisted pronation on the left elbow, elicited tenderness at the wrist. Period. She had a positive Rind maneuver on the left thumb. Period. Phalanx on the left elicited an achy dorsal, an achy sensation in the dorsal left thumb, and numbness and tingling in the left small digit. Period. The rest of these maneuvers are normal. Extremities lower. She had superficial tenderness palpation laterally about the left calf going down to her foot. Period. She completed pins and needle-like pain on the entire side of her lower extremity, but this spared the dorsum of her foot. Period. Manual muscle testing was 3+/5 for left extensohalysis longus and 4-/5 for resisted left plantar flexor strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Feet and ankles normal. Cervical active range of motion was variable between 30 and 40 degrees of flexion, but extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending were accomplished fully. Thoracic normal. Lumbar sacral. She was able to walk fluidly on her heels. Period. She could walk on her toes with support. Period. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 50 degrees, complaining of pain in her ankle, comma, foot, comma, and back. That is non-physiologic. Period. The rest of that section is normal. And actually, Ed, the comment, she was wearing open sandals that were not supportive. Period. Impressions on 5/18/22. Monique Mitchell tripped on plastic wrap and fell onto the left side of her body at work. Period. She did not strike her head or have loss of consciousness. Period. She was seen in the emergency room the same day where x-rays of her elbow and ankle were negative. Period. She then followed up at patient first. Period. Shortly thereafter, she returned to the emergency room on 5/30/22, complaining of persistent pain. Period. She followed up at patient first and was referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. New paragraph on 6/7/22. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Pressman. Period. He diagnosed soft tissue injuries in the form of contusions and sprains. Period. She participated in a course of physical therapy on the dates described. Period. Due to persistent symptoms, she had MRI of the left elbow and left ankle that were unremarkable. Period. Due to her persistent pain complaints, she was evaluated by Dr. Demian. As noted above, period, she had another course of physical therapy. Period, she told Dr. Pressman she had significant subjective relief, up to 80% of her pain after occupational therapy. Period, she then later contradicted herself and said she had pain up to an 8/10 level. Period, Eventually, Dr. Pressman and Dr. Dimian both deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found this examinee to be extremely focused on her subjective complaints and perceived bad treatment by her employer and the workers' compensation carrier. Period. She did present with a service dog, as noted above, that she is babysitting for her mother and husband. Period. She was extremely obese. Period. She had full range of motion of the upper extremities, with no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. There were no signs of complex regional pain syndrome. Period. She did have superficial tenderness to palpation in the left upper extremity. Period. Take out the sentence. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Provocative maneuvers were as above. Period. She had full range of motion of the left lower extremity, with superficial tenderness about the left lateral calf and foot, eliciting a pins and needles type pain. Period. This did not affect the dorsum of her foot. Period. She had mildly decreased strength to resisted plantar flexion and extensionalis longus on the left. Period. This belied her abilities to stand and walk on her toes and heels. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the feet and ankles were negative. Period. In paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot, comma, hand slash wrist, comma, arm, comma, and left foot slash ankle. Period. Her subject to complaints are extremely disproportionate to the objective findings and mechanism of injury in this case. Period. She has been able to return to the workforce as a licensed insurance agent and representative since 8-8-22. Period. She completed her intake questionnaire with excessive detail and volume. Period. This suggests an extreme focus on her subjective symptoms. Period. Unfortunately, they are not substantiated by objective findings, either clinically or diagnostically. Period. She does sleep with a wedge pillow due to poor sleep. Period. She wore sandals that were not supportive. Period. End.